It's a new day. Yes, it is.
The Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.
The Ticket.
Welcome back to the Playground right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket. Yes, it is a Saturday, but it's a special Orange Bowl post-game pretty much. You can join. There is no show tomorrow for the Michigan Insider. I don't believe there's a show for any of the three shows.
Well, tomorrow's Sunday, so that's one reason why.
That's true. So Monday there will be no shows. Sunday there's obviously no shows, but the Lions game will be on here. Men's and women's basketball play as well. But yes, Monday there will be no show for any of the three, I do believe. I know there's no M Zone and no Michigan Insider, because I'll be a part of those if there were. And they'll be all back Tuesday. But give us a call, 734-998-1050. We're taking your calls, talking about the Orange Bowl. What happened? You know, yes, the score 33-32, but unless you turned it on in the last 8 minutes, it wasn't the best game to watch. Something I didn't bring up about the first half, a Jake Butt injury. He goes down, he's in a lot of pain, but we see him walk off, and he had a towel over his head, and we find out it's more likely, Harbaugh said after the game, I believe an ACL and maybe an MCL. Not good news. Not good news for a guy going to the draft. Your thoughts, Tony O?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, I mean, it was kind of like all those stories for all this past month about McCaffrey and Fournette. You just kind of get reminded in our game between Peppers and Butt, like, you know, these players do have a lot on the line that they could lose in a game like that. So I felt really bad for him, and I hope he, you know, heals fully and quickly.
Yeah, definitely. Prayers for Jake Butt, because, yeah, it didn't look that bad. I kind of, when we watched the replay, I'm like, oh, no, the cleat to the ground. But he was able to get the cleat up enough to where it didn't look as bad. But, you know, that's the thing with the knee injury. It doesn't take that much, and you never know. You can never tell until you actually get the news back because of how bad it looked. I thought he escaped pretty much everything. I thought maybe it was just a thing that happened, and that's why they took him back. And, yes, that's not the way he wants to go out as a Michigan senior. But, yeah, that's another piece of bad news Michigan has before halftime. Yeah, that came at 10:48 in the second quarter. Now they're playing without Peppers and Butt, and it's going into halftime, you know there's got to be changes. They got to come out and have improvements because it's almost like the start of the game over again. You have to have something that you think you know that will work for sure. And so Michigan gets the ball to come out, and they pretty much have a very long drive, a very, very long drive. It goes almost 7 minutes, and they get all the way down to the Florida State 19, but they get in the red zone, and yes, they went four for four yesterday in red zone appearances, but it was a field goal, a 37-yard field goal for all their trouble. They started on the Michigan 38 to get to the Florida State 19. Great. No, we want to see that. They should be able to score. They should be able to get in with whatever they were drawing up at halftime and be prepared to come out there. And there should be another thing like, all right, we know this will work because we've been viewing it. There's been coaches working on film all game long. We should know what we should be able to go through and know what works for Wilton and this line and work all together. Maybe it's you gotta throw those screens. You got to throw those quick, you know, whoever runs over, you know, it's a three-step route, and you turn around, there's the ball. And they get a field goal. Kenny Allen, another field goal. Tony O.
Well, I am curious to hear, like, your thoughts on our first caller. I think it was Randy, right?
Yeah. I mean, sorry about that, Randy.
What do you think, you know, like, what is it about the line that just we can't have just a dominant line? I mean, is it the coaching? Is it, like, you know, that they've had to go through so many different coaches? Is it, you know, is it the talent? You know, I mean, what, because I don't know. I mean, I midway through the season, and we were seeing the same issues we've kind of been seeing for the past 5 years, 6 years. And that was kind of when I didn't expect to, you know, within a week to see, or within 2 weeks to see some sort of turnaround that would be, you know, just incredible. So, I mean, I really don't know. I don't have the answer. I don't know what it is that we have seen these problems be so persistent and for so long.
I think you, as most Michigan fans, maybe not you, Tonio, have seen dominant lines with Jansen, Skrepinek, these guys that really, they're the bullies. They're the guys out there that no matter what you think you or you can do, you can't. This is not that offensive line. And I think maybe you're jaded by those lines, and that's the line you want. But that's why they lost the games they did, because they weren't able to get, you know, that first down when they needed it. What's the solution? It's Jim Harbaugh year two. His guys, he doesn't have totally under his control. That offensive line, I think we're all Hoke recruits. Am I not correct? Mason Cole, Kalis, all those guys. So these aren't even Jim Harbaugh guys yet. And we saw him get a few in recruiting this year. So obviously, yes, it has to be better. They can't, but you're going to have those. Every team, I don't believe there's a team that doesn't have like a mistake every once in a while. We just want them to be what we were in the, you know, the 90s, you know, or for Bo. And I don't even know if you're going to get that all the time. Do you want that? Yes, I want that. Tony O wants that. Miz wants that. But is that actually going to happen every year and every game and every play? No. Until we get those guys, those All-American guys on the line, and those guys are going to go to the pros and make a difference, which we saw Glasgow, he's starting for the Lions. But is he a bully? I don't think so. And I don't know if those guys used to come to Michigan, because that was the place. You went there. Those guys go all around. And maybe Alabama's, their line does a great job, because for Jalen, he gives him more time than he needs. And for most times, for Wilton, they do give him enough time. Last night, had a month of practices. No, obviously they didn't give Wilton enough time to really set his feet and really go through his progressions. So I say year two is over with now for Jim Harbaugh. The best is yet to come, because he'll get his guys in there. And he's, you know, his certain players that he's been going after are different from the Hoke guys. Am I not right? So we'll have to wait and see on that. But yes, it was depressing to see these guys that we kind of were relying on all year. But then again, when it came down to it, even when Michigan had the lead with 2 minutes to go, were you 100%, oh, this is a win? I don't think any of us were. All right. So let's get back. Randy, thanks for the call. Sorry for me to forget after we came back from the break to answer your call. So, yep, Kenny Allen gets another field goal. Michigan is now 20-9. Woohoo! Also in that, yeah, in that drive, Ian Bunting had a 21-yard fourth down catch. Key, that's what you need to do, but you shouldn't do that on fourth down. You should do that first or second. But so what? Keeps the drive moving. They get a field goal out of it. Florida State comes out on the field, and now I want to see how their first drive is going to end up happening. Are they going to be able to move the ball like they did in the first half? Do they have something drawn up that they said, all right, we know we can score on this? And if they did, Michigan defensive coordinators, defensive guys, knew what they were doing, came out with a better plan, and they have Florida State punt Logan Tyler with a 47-yard. It was downed at the Michigan 30. All right. 29, really, we're not out of it. Mm-hmm. It just, we'd rather see those nines be seven, you know, those threes turn into B7s, B21-20 if it was, and one of them was starting from the one-yard line. So Michigan comes back out. Devion runs for 13 yards, his longest of the game. Good to see that. Then Cleed Hill with a five-yard catch. Higdon with a two-yard run. Then it was third and three, Spate incomplete to Wheatley. It was broken up. And then Florida State, fourth and three, and we have to punt it from it was a 37-yard punt. Murray, 13-yard, you know, catches on the 13-yard. Now we got to see the defense again. Defense was a weak point for a while in that first half. Now we have to come out and see it. Yes, they gave up the 92-yard pass, but people go, oh, it's one big play or a few big plays they gave up. They shouldn't be giving up big plays. Big plays shouldn't happen in football. You shouldn't allow that stuff to happen with, what, it's 11 pretty much on 10. And you should be able to stay in front of everyone. Every once in a while you get a guy break loose. It does happen. But you shouldn't have big plays in football. And we've seen that early in the year for Michigan. And then it went away for a while when they were playing those weak Big Ten teams. And then it came back again. It was ugly last night. Florida State comes out. Defense has to hold, like I said. And they do. Jordan Lewis now catches at the Michigan 49. We're on the right side of the field. Great job for the defense to stop that. In Michigan's offensive drive, they punt. -4 yards. Wilton sacked. pass complete for 7 yards, gets him back somewhat, but another incomplete pass. Kenny Allen, do your job. He does it. Murray catches it on the 8-yard line. All right, Francois didn't have a great game. I think you said 9 for 27 overall.
Mm-hmm.
One was that 92-yard touchdown, so I believe his yardage for the game was 222 yards. Passer rating of 119 from those 9 completions. This one that Michigan fans loved that we saw. He completed a pass to Mike McCray for a 14-yard touchdown. Two-point conversion failed, though. It is 20-15. And this is where I kind of, all right. We're in this game.
We're back in it. Yeah.
We're back in it because of
somehow
whatever they did in halftime seems to be working. Florida State seems like they maybe realized we're up at halftime. They didn't go in there in halftime and say let's get better. They went in there like, all right, it's Orange Bowl. Can't wait to party tomorrow. So 2015 because the 2-point conversion doesn't work would have been 2017, and this is still third quarter. Still 15 minutes to go, and we're back in it. And I think that's when I felt like, all right, I better start saving some plays because it looks like we're going in the right way, especially the way the defense has been holding them, way the offense has been going. And all we have to do is do what we've been doing the second half. And, yes, that didn't happen. Florida State comes out, and in 30 seconds they score. 30 seconds, they score, and it was Kenny Allen for a touchback. Francois rushed for 7 yards, holding on Florida State, and so no play. And then he goes into the fourth quarter. That was the end of the third. Fourth quarter, Delvin Cook, 71 yards. How did he get so open, Tonio? How did he get through the line? How did he get 71 yards? You have 11 guys on 9, because the quarterback's not doing anything. Delvin Cook's one of the 9, or he's the 10th, so there's not 11 on 9. What are two of these guys doing?
I don't know.
Are they being combo blocked? Are they on the other side of the field and can't get over? Where were they?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I mean, it was like that play and that 92-yard touchdown pass. I mean, those were plays that I don't think we saw a single one like that all year, where it was just like that many just easy yards, easy points, and it was frustrating. And so that was where the defense really hurt us. You know, I mean, both sides of the ball just didn't play as well as they could, I feel like, as well as they should have yesterday. I mean, it was just not a fun game to watch.
Yeah. It's not that it wasn't fun for me. I felt that it was just like a struggle at your heart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was a great game. Like, if you can remove your like fandom, it was how we came back and how we were somehow winning with 2 minutes left. It's amazing. But I mean, it was just like it was just ugly watching it after having watched all the other games this year. It was just not. It was just like a different. It was just a totally different game.
Yeah, you felt like Michigan was on their heels the entire time, and because of that, it was a struggle to watch. Because, yeah, you wanted them to win, and they started coming back, and then right when you're like, all right, this is my team. This is my team kind of thing. Because, yes, they score. Thankfully, Delvin Cook runs out, his 71-yard rush, but he gets out. He runs out at the 7. Great job. They finally caught up to him, actually caught him up. So Delvin Cook gets to the 7, and yes, you figure, all right, maybe we can stop him for the field goal. They did that to us. It doesn't happen. Francois with the 3-yard run, touchdown, puts him up 27-15. And it's a big step back, big, you know, breather for us. Cause you gotta think, all right, well, man, that hurts really bad. So let's see what Michigan's offense can do. You know, they're going to come out. They've been doing well. They know they can score. Whatever they came out with their plan in the second half, it's been working. And Devion, 13-yard run, right way. This is what we need to do. Then Devion with a 100-yard loss. Wilton incomplete to Bunting. Then Wilton takes a sack. And then Kenny Allen has to come out and punt. Not what you want to do in the fourth quarter, down 12 points. So we're just, you know, you want them to do well. You know they're out. You know they've lost Bud at this time. Peppers isn't going to be come out. They show him in the press box. Now you really definitely know he's not coming out. And you wish you could just get out there, man. I know your hamstring hurts. Just get out there. Just come on, try. Do something. And at the same time, your heart knows that obviously he's either injured or he's preparing for the draft. I made that tweet earlier before. Once I found out that he was injured, after McCaffrey, Fournette, the guy from Baylor that no one cares about that won't get drafted, I said, I really hope this isn't, my hamstring. And because of that, you know?
Well, we were watching them warm up here in the studio. We were watching the feed online, and there are a lot of clips that they're showing of Jabril. In fact, you know, Sam was tweeting out some video feed of him, and we were kind of half joking around, like, man, he's showing a lot of attention to Jabril, you know, thinking maybe this could be his last game or whatnot, not really knowing that there was something really wrong with his hamstring leading up to the game. They definitely kept that under wraps, and you know, it never popped its ugly head until the camera showed him in the locker room, really trying to rub it out before the game, and that's when you knew, like, wow, okay. So he's not really saying this out like McCaffrey, like the kid from LSU.
Yeah, you know, Miz, I know that you saw that. We saw that. But I can do things like that, too, in front of a camera, and it changes nothing. It's the truth, 100% truth. My hamstring hurts right now, you guys. Look, I can do that.
But I think the thing is the post-game interviews that they had afterwards with him, you know, really showing a lot of emotion after the game, that definitely, to me, shows that, you know, that he really wanted to be on that field. That's without a doubt.
Yeah, I still
believe. But on top of that, one player cannot determine the outcome of that game. So for anyone that keeps thinking, oh, if we had Jabril probably could have helped out, but one person cannot determine the outpoint of that game. It's a team sport. Let's go ahead and get over that part right now.
Yeah, I do believe that. Pepper's on the field. You've been preparing him. He's had 900 things. It does. He's a big help. Offensive, defensively. The defense is definitely built around him. When you take him out, and you replace them with anybody else, it is a big loss, and things have to change. That's the thing Michigan doesn't know how to do. You know, they've had Peppers. They can do that next year because they're not going to build it around Peppers because he's more likely gone, even though I've been campaigning for him to come back, and now there's more reason for him to come back. He's never played in a bowl game, Tonio. He was injured last year. He's injured this year. Does he hate bowl games?
No. But, you're right. It's kind of a weird I think I like looking back at the pregame warmups after I saw like the rumors online. I actually think just like looking at how he favored his right hamstring and he was like slow with his left one. I mean, I thought he looked injured. Either way, like Miz said, I mean, I don't think he would have been. Well, I don't know. I mean, but it's over now.
It is.
Thankfully.
Yes. Thankfully, so. It's over, and we don't have to. But I believe the Michigan defense was definitely built around him all year long. Now, if this would have happened earlier in the week, I think stuff could have been changed.
Yeah, it happened the day before,
yeah,
right?
So, yeah, it happens.
That does change your
And plans. I do believe these guys play for Harbaugh. Now, they were asked that after Fournette and those were talked about, and they said, no, we all want to play. We all definitely want to play for Coach Harbaugh. Why would you not? I do believe if Peppers really said, I really want to focus on the draft, he would have just came out and said that. I do believe that. It did hurt not having him on the field because his job in practice was to shadow Cook. And I'm not saying that Michigan didn't do, you know, the 170-yard run, it proved. Who knows if Peppers would have been able to stop him on that. We saw Peppers, you know, everything he was doing, he wasn't great at every position. He was good. And there was a couple plays he saved with his speed and with his actual knowing where to go. Yes, and then after the game, yes, we saw him crying and saw how hurt he was. That's when you knew that he really hopefully wants to come back. That's why he was crying. Not because he was also missed the game, but come on, come back and play a bowl game, dog. You know, it could be for the national championship. I know you're out there listening, Peppers. All right, let's keep moving on. So 27-15, Michigan then comes back. They drive down the field. They start at the Florida State 19, so they're really not driving down the field. But it goes Darbo, Smith with the loss again. Spate incomplete, which you're going to have those. JU catches for 15, gets all the way down to Florida State 5. And this is one of those things where I know in my heart that I say, if they do not score a bleeping touchdown, this game's over. There's no way. You can't keep kicking field goals. I don't care how great Kenny Allen is. If you love Kenny Allen, you still want them to score a touchdown. Kick the extra point. So Wilton to Darbo, and then he gets 15 yards. Like I said, incomplete. Devion for a three-yard loss. And I'm like, man, third and goal. I know what play they have. Why don't they use this play if they have one? Somehow Khalid Hill gets an 8-yard touchdown. And my Michigan fandom, like, all right, we're back, but we're running out of time. We got 5.5 minutes now. Defense is going to have to make a stop. I'm not sure if the defense has done great all year long. But, all right, we're good. 27-22. Wish we would have had at least that 1 point back, if not that two-pointer, and be within field goal range. And defense comes out. It doesn't allow anything. They have to punt back to us. Jordan Lewis returns it. No gain. And now all they need to do is score. They score. They're up. I just didn't believe it was going to happen. Tonio, did you believe it was going to happen when Michigan was down 27-22 that Michigan was going to come down and score?
No, but we did.
We did. That's right. We did. Chris Evans, 9-yard rush, gets him to the Florida State 30. They give the ball to him again. Did great work. Scores the touchdown with a minute 57 left. And then they get the two-point conversion. Darbo catches that, which I didn't also think was going to happen. 30-27, Michigan's above. They're in the lead now. How did this happen, Tonio?
Yeah, this was where it was just, I mean, you know, look, Florida State had a great game, but, you know, they should be a little bit, they should really look at themselves and say, how did we possibly let this Michigan team come back and get the lead with 2 minutes left?
It's like a Michigan story for all over again. They let up on the gas. Plus, I mean, you had the ejection of number 20 for the Seminoles, and that, you know, ran that kickoff as well, too. So, I mean, there could have been a little shock and awe on that sideline as well. But it was almost like watching Michigan on the defensive side of the ball where they let up off the gas. Yeah. It was a little shocking there.
But, I mean, at that point, I was back in it. I mean, I was right. I thought we could do it. I mean, I thought, you know, okay, we just have to have a good coverage on this kickoff. We just have to, you know, just play it, you know, play it safe, be conservative, and I think we can pull it out. And then
well, I thought, all right, so we're up. Somehow we're up. I don't remember how, but we got there. You know, it's like driving home sometimes. You just used to going to where you're going, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait, how? I don't remember doing these. But you just end up there. I don't know. That's just how I drive. So, yeah, they're up, and you think 2 minutes to go. Part of me says they're going to do something and give up a big play, and this is going to be over in the wrong way. And then part of me says, all right, maybe they're missing Peppers, but there's Winovich. These guys, they're going to show up. They're going to show up. They had a month to practice. They're going to show up. They score. Florida State scores with 36 seconds left. A kickoff. What did you think about the kickoff? He didn't want to come out.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a fake out. Like, that was planned. I don't believe that was planned.
Well, Jordan Glasgow, I think it was. He had him. But he kind of bounced off of the tackle, and they got a 66-yard return.
Yeah, miraculously. I don't know.
You know, you can't do that. I mean, at that point, I mean, you can only put some, like, yeah, the defense, you know, could have stood up, could have, you know, made a great play, but at the same time, it would have been a lot easier for the defense. Even just let him go to, like, their own 40. I mean, right, just give him, like, an extra 15 yards out of the 25. Let him go to the 50, but see, like, 66-yard return down in the Michigan 34, it's just, that's tough, you know? I mean, that was kind of, at that point, I thought that was the game. I thought, okay, I don't think we're going to be able to stop them.
But, yeah, I was thinking, all right, you're up three. Okay, more likely, what's going to happen is Florida State's going to come down. They're going to fight their way down and kick a field goal and tie it up. We'll go to overtime with a few seconds left. And then when he ran it, and then he kept running, and I'm like, no. Like, in my head, I was like, no, this isn't what I thought. Like, that's what goes. And then, yes, they get him down. And then I feel like after the Ohio State game, after the first down that didn't really happen, that I felt like Michigan was like, they were mad at themselves. They were mad at what happened, and they just kind of gave up.
Mm-hmm.
That's my belief. It doesn't have to be yours. But that's my true belief, is that the next play, Ohio State scores. It was kind of like, all right, we did what, but we're mad now. We're angry, and we don't want to play this game anymore. And I kind of felt that after that 66-yard run back. Like, they're mad. They're angry that this happened. Yes, there's still time on the clock. But now it's a lot tougher because that field goal upright is very close. And so Francois comes out and passes to Cook. Oh, that only goes for 21 yards. They're down to the Michigan 13, minute 14 to go. Now I'm like, this isn't even about a field goal anymore. They can easily get this.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan's defense can step up. And maybe it should be easier the closer you get, so much you don't have to worry about the big play happening because they're only 13 yards away. But at the same time, I just didn't know if I really felt like they're going to score a touchdown, and then we're going to have whatever remains to fight back. And Michigan this year hasn't been able to do that.
Yeah. Once they got down to the 34, I just thought they were going to score. Now, I didn't know who – I mean, but – yeah, I mean, and then, you know – they threw it at Lewis, I think it was, and you know, he had made a big play just a few drives earlier, but you know, can't make every single play, you know, so
yeah,
tough.
Yeah, so Florida State does score. Murray with a 12-yard touchdown, and all right, they're up 33-30. You know, Kenny Allen's done great all year. Let's just go ahead, let him kick the extra point. Then we can come back and see what we have with the 36 seconds remaining. Hopefully we get some big play might happen. You never know. Maybe Ian Bunting. Something like that's going to happen. But before that even happens, it's blocked. And they run it all the way back. And I'm thinking, all right, what does this mean? Oh, it's an extra 2 points. All right, good. Now it's not. It's 33-32. For some reason, I felt like, all right, this is what we need to get our spirits back, get the crowd back, get our fandom back. Yes! And... yeah. And the game doesn't end that way. They don't do what they need to do, or do what I had in my thoughts. 36 seconds, touchback, that's fine. I don't mind the touchback there because you don't no seconds move off the clock. Wilton goes to Jarbo, broken up by Marquise White. 27 seconds now. Come on. They throw it to Devion Smith.
Out in the flat.
Yes, because that's going to happen. That's going to work because everyone's thinking they're going to throw deep. Throw to the flat. And then you're going to be able to at least get 15, 20 yards. Hopefully, no, it doesn't. It goes nowhere. It's for no gain. Michigan calls a timeout with 26 seconds left. You guys know how it really does end. Incomplete to Crawford. Interception. Wilton Spate. Was the guy offsides? My last question before we go to break. Was the guy offsides on the defensive line?
I don't know. I feel like I kind of used up all my referee complaining karma in the Ohio State game.
I think it was just way too quick of a play to see. Even with replays, if you go frame by frame, I think it's way too quick of a play to really call offsides or not offsides.
My question is, after seeing that and seeing what Jim did, now I have to go back and look, because I played center and I didn't play that great. But one thing I realized that on that play that happened and where they queued off is Cole, when he picks up his head, then he hikes the ball. He looks down at the ball, picks his head up. Florida State guys were firing when his head came up. When his eyes were at them, they were firing. I don't know if that happened all game long. It happened on that play, and at that time, they all took off, and the offensive line, other than Cole, didn't move fast enough. They were a step behind for sure on that. I don't know if it was, if it was offsides or not. It was very close. Like Miz said, very close, hard to call. But obviously, Jim's upset. They run a play. He tries to call a timeout. I don't know and complain more. I guess that was the only thing he could do at that point. But let's just get over with this. Michigan State loses Michigan loses. Michigan State definitely loses. Michigan loses 33-32. Orange Bowl loss. We'll talk more about it. You're listening to Sports Talk 1050 WTK's Playground.